Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 1710, little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. One of his best ones as far as I'm concerned. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're going to do our best to make this one of our best ones. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think that's one of the best small business websites out there. We've been working on that one for a long time, 13-plus years, that we've been making that site available to you, getting it, trying to make it better every year. Every day we update it with new stuff, new information. So I hope you check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think, so check that out. Having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, husband-wife team, the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and we're talking about trait-based resolutions. Jane and Pierce say, you know, your personality, you're not going to change your personality. If you're gregarious or if you're not gregarious, you're not going to change that. But if there are things about those traits that you have that you'd like to adjust or ameliorate or soften or harden or amp up a little bit or whatever, maybe you can adjust that a little bit. But Jane, you've told us over the years you can't change your personality. So what are we doing here?
That's the factual statement, Jim. What we are doing is pulling one small element that we want to work on. We know we're not going to change who we are naturally.
Yeah.
But we say, okay, I can make a small adjustment. It may not be my normal personality.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I told you that I was trying to leave my desk neat when I go off on a trip.
You didn't say I'm going to become an organized person. You said in this one situation, I'm going to make the extra effort to get cleaned up.
And that's when I travel.
Right.
With the rest of the time when I'm in the office, my desk is going to be like it normally is.
Right.
Maybe over time, if I form this habit, but I'm not really changing myself, of cleaning off my desk before I leave on a trip.
Right.
Then I can begin to take on a little bit more.
Hmm.
But the big thing we need to realize, Jim, is that our personality, about 60% of it, is inherited. And so we're fighting genetics.
Yeah, most of us, if we're honest, we can look at our parents and see a lot of ourselves in them, can't we?
Or our grandparents.
Yeah,
sometimes
it
skips a generation.
Sometimes, yeah. So, if I don't like dealing with the financial part of my business, let's say that this is something it's not my nature. It's not my nature to want to get into the finances. What would be a trait based resolution to make about something like that, Pierce?
Well, you're hitting home on that one because that's one of my flaws. I don't like the financial side of the business, and thank goodness we have other people to deal with that. However, one of the things that I do is to create crutches. Because I don't deal with the financial side naturally, I'm, again, like Jane, I'm not that organized, I'm not that methodical, and people who are naturally organized and methodical tend to take much more naturally to financial matters. They're just kith and kin, if you will.
Right.
So one of the things that I do is I provide crutches to myself. Like on my iPhone, I've programmed it so that on the first of every month, I have a warning to hand in all of my expenses for the past month.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you build mechanical devices into your resolution.
Exactly. It's not that I'm going to be more attentive,
right,
to financial matters, because I'm not. What it is I'm going to build in crutches that create the attention externally,
mm-hmm,
and bring it to my mind.
So this
another thing
is a much more realistic approach. This is where folks, you're being realistic. And isn't – hold on a second, Pierce, because I want to ask Jane a question. Jane, isn't this the most important thing? What do they say? You know, you can't solve something unless you admit that you have an issue. I mean, isn't that what this is all about? Above all, to thine own self be true. Isn't that what we're starting with here?
Absolutely. But one of the things that we need to realize is every person has something that they perceive as a flaw or something they perceive as not exactly right about themselves.
Especially married men. They all know that, right?
Ooh, I didn't say that.
What I mean is we have plenty of people to remind us of that. Go ahead, Jane. Go ahead.
And so, they all say something.
Go ahead, Jane.
Too much humor too early. But as we look at ourselves, there is something about our personality that is helpful. Everyone has something valuable that they bring to their job, that they bring to their work. And so we need to spend a lot of our time focusing on what the positives are as well. But
right.
There may be something that we want to tweak. And so at the first of the year, as is normal, we tend to think about resolutions. And that's why we decided
right.
to discuss this today.
Pierce, I interrupted you a minute ago. You got 30 seconds.
Well, another flaw that I have is distractibility.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to focus because I've got my hands in so many different pies.
Yeah.
So I keep a running to-do list of 100 or more items, and I get my two partners, Jane and Karen, at work at least once a month to review that list with me
mm-hmm.
and say, forget about these things. Focus on these.
Mechanical things, folks. There's so many times issues can be solved. Things can be avoided. Problems can be solved if not by changing yourself, but by building little mechanical tools, little mechanical resources, and building it into your day. So think about that. Quick break. 10 till, right back with Pierce and Jane.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.